Well, hello everyone. This is Joan.
And this is... Who is this?
Oh, it's John.
Sorry. Please. I get mixed up sometimes. Well, obviously we're happy to be here today. We had such a wonderful session last week. And again, thanks again to Jody and Cliff. They did a wonderful job. And today our hostess will be... Actually, the hostess with the mostest, right? Will be Kimberly Walker. And as they used to say in the olden days, without any further review or preview or whatever, here's Kimberly.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Namaste.
There she is.
Yay. Namaste. Before we get started, I wish to share a little bit about the individual expression of Kimberly as I traveled on my journey in this lifetime. I'm going to share the cliff notes as I've lived a very long time, relatively speaking. As many of you know, I'm the daughter of Joan and John. I was their first love child. There were four of us. And my parents lovingly gifted me my name, Kimberly Ann Walker. And to the world, it appears that that's just a name like any other. Although my parents were just teens and not conscious enough at that time to realize what a loving gift they gave me. It's a name full of energetics and sounds. And the cursive expression of the name would always be a touchstone to remind me of the angelic language of light. So how magical is that? Thank you, Mom and Dad. So to continue, entering 3D was supposed to be easy, right, because I was born in full knowledge of being an energetic light creator with visions, clairaudient, clairsentient, telepathic, and empathic abilities. What could be simpler? Even better, I am more than the individual expression. I came in with a host of angelics. And the Elohim, master star beings and light beings. I function as a stably contained collective, not just an individual. Okay, wow, right? The best army with the bestest friends. So now, add 3D to the mix. And my experience as I grew up in 3D were anything but easy. Why didn't everybody see the visions I did? Why could no one understand? I couldn't understand it. It was simple, I thought, and it must be because I'm not good enough. I am unlovable. I am wrong, I am crazy, so on and on and on. And I learned how to be invisible and treat people who were mean to me as invisible, so no one could see me and ask me questions or hurt me. My ego grew and thrived in its full glory. It had its own troubles trying to bypass the light and my bestest friends. The energetic creator light being became a warrior. But the energetics became wobbles. So I thought, so what I thought I became, words, thoughts that were not mine became seated in every cell of my body, unworthy. All 3D, fear of being discovered, unlovable, unintelligent, and the list goes on. And we are now in full battle survival mode, or was, but not anymore. Growing up Catholic had its advantages and some semblance of peace. At a young age, I memorized the Mass by heart. And one time I went to communion and spoke the words before the priest had a chance to say them. I was horrified. Didn't he see I was holy too? But he just smiled and said, Amen. A couple years later came confirmation. I became a holy warrior in Christ's army. I was excited at first. I get to choose the name of the saint to be guided. Oh, my God. What if I chose wrong? Oh, my God, I'm a girl. How does that work? Only guys can be warriors. Will God hate me for letting me be a warrior because I'm a girl? Will the saints hate me if I don't choose them? Oh, I can only choose a female saint? I didn't know anyone. So I decided I wanted Mother Mary. She is the queen of the angels, anyhow. But what will people think? What will my family think? Would people think I was not worthy? So I changed it to Maria so that they wouldn't know it was Mother Mary. Only I would know. Creator being skills to the rescue. In the physical world as a child, I got to create a lot. I got the kids in the neighborhood. It was a Catholic neighborhood, and so there were lots of children. And I created plays, and we performed those for our parents. We pretended to be characters from the Mod Squad TV show. And, of course, I was Julie. I showed them magic, how to do stiff as a board, light as a feather. To their amazement, it worked. Rode my bike a lot, felt the earth beneath my bare feet in the summer. And every summer, Mama bought me red Keds tennis shoes so I could jump higher, run faster. And to my excitement, they helped me climb the trees at my Grandpa Walker's house. Summers were an escape from struggling to read and write and do math. I had to be the best. Sometimes that meant B's were good, but not good enough. I worked very hard. And what happened to being easy? Summer. There it was. Always trying new things spiritually. Was also part of my journey. Young teens, I joined the Jesus movie, called the Jewish temple, and asked for a copy of the Torah. Of course, they called my mom on me. Later teens, I joined a Gurdjieff group, learning about thought and how thought affects you. 20s were Native America, Lakota Sioux, and Hopi shaman training, sweat lodge, vision quest, rituals, prayers, and walking the Great Red Road. This is where I received my name, Crystal Star. 30s, I joined a Wicca group. 30s, I joined a Wicca group. 40s, I became a member of the I Am Light group, and that's where I accepted Kimber Windwalker as my name. I dabbled in astrology, tarot, tea leaf reading, learned and experienced the mineral kingdom, played and worked with them, and learned their language, always returning to and playing with the angels a lot. This is where I first became aware of in 3D and played with Metatron. All the beginnings of a wonderful, wonderfully full tapestry. as there is much more. What a journey so far. What a wonderful time to be in 5D. I can't remember. I can remember and breathe again. Can't wait to see how the tapestry. Grows with love and gratitude. I am. Kimberly Ann Walker. Okay. So everybody breathe. I'm sorry, it's very emotional. Oh, but it's safe for me to say so. So that's a good thing. So this is just a small vision of who, of me. So now it's time for me to share my purpose for today. So everybody take another deep breath. I need one. I now join you as the all that I am, as a collective expression. We come to share our vision and create the foundation and structure for our Gridmaster Service Project, which is to hold the fifth-dimensional light template we retrieved in 2016 and hold that very stably with clarity in our bodies and transmit it to the Mother Earth and humanity. No more, no less. What we present today will help us cleanly and concisely, with stability and clarity, express and transmit that fifth-dimensional template which we have held in our bodies. So what we ask is that you take a deep breath and exhale all the care of the day. Breathe in love and exhale light. Once more, breathe in light and exhale love. As you continue to breathe and exhale love and light, feel the earth, Mother, beneath your feet. Experience the love she shares with us. Feel it grow inside you. Feel it circle around you. Feel it inside of you. Her love is unending. As you feel her beneath your feet, the sun shines in your face. Feel its warmth and glow. Feel it encircle you. Every inch, every cell, every organ, every chakra. The earth is here. Mother is here. She is life. Without her, the universe cannot exist. Next, turn your attention to the ear. The air, breathe it in. That element of air. It is associated with our heart chakra. But as you breathe it in, feel its energy surround you, taking on its cleaning powers and properties for every chakra, every organ, every cell. Feel it circle around you. Then turn your attention to the water. It's healing, cleansing water. It's associated with the belly chakra. But feel it. Feel that element as it fills every chakra. It encircles you. It heals you. It affects and cleans and heals your organs, every cell in your body. Feel it encircle you. It is so grateful to provide the love of their energy. The whales have come to join, and the dolphins have come to join and play and create that circle before we enter that fire circle. They're cleaning the way. And so happy to do so. Next, turn your attention to that fire circle before we enter the crucible. Everyone stand in the circle. Feel that fire, that creative spark, that passion. Freedom, vision, love, power in its purest form. Let it affect every inch of you, surround you. Feel it. Clean crisply your chakras. Your organs. And every cell of your being. The elements have come to join us and create a beautiful, clean, clear, crisp environment from which to create. As it continues and you feel the fire element of the fire circle clean and do and lovingly clean and any anomalies that you may hold, I'm going to say Kathimi's prayer. While you're in that circle, I'm sure many know it, but I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. My internal flame consumes my darkness, transmuting it into my light. Flowing through me is a crystalline river, a living and moving fountain of love. I am a unique expression of the divine. I am a mighty river of light, flooding the world everywhere with blessings, peace, and unconditional love. We have created a clean, pristine place to work from. The foundation to create with clarity, precision. We can now enter into our crucible. We recognize Michael. We recognize Uriel. We recognize Raphael. We recognize Gabriel. We honor them for protecting our individuality of this group consciousness. With love and light, we ask that you sit in this crucible, in this state of clean, crisp clarity for 15 minutes and experience how the energy flows freely, limitlessly, and with no expectation. Feel how you feel in your body. Feel how you feel in your light garment. Feel how you feel as an individual. Feel how you feel as part of this awesome collective. as a unified expression of this collective holding the fifth dimensional template within us. I ask that you release it to Mother Earth, to humanity, and with love and gratitude. Without limitation, without expectation. We will close the session . We ask that you continue this expression as a collective . You may remain as long as you feel you need to. Continue your group expression of this fifth dimensional template of light. I look forward, and we look forward to our next call. Blessings and love to everyone.
Can we open up for discussion?
No, not now.
Okay.
Just sit holding that beautiful environment and energy and transmit it.